Hello, everyone. This is Paige Weston. Welcome to New Covenant Fellowship's online service for Sunday, January 26, 2025. I like to imagine you listening, singing, and praying along wherever and whenever you do so. May the service bless you. Many years ago now, I led my New Covenant small group through a process to identify sources of joy. The process we used was my own adaptation of Bob Husband's adaptation of Parker Palmer's process, and naming all those names has already told you more about it than you probably wanted to know, so I won't go into details. The middle bit of the process was for each participant to tell three stories about times in their lives when they'd felt the keenest joy, times when they'd felt privileged to be right there, right then, times when they were so engaged in their work or so overcome with awe that all the things they might have been distracted by or troubled with just melted away. I'm not sure now what stories I told about myself. I'd have to struggle to reconstruct my list of three. What I am sure of is that if I had to make my list now, the experience I had listening to other people's joyful stories would definitely be on it. What filled me with joy was how different all the stories were. It fills me with awe that each of us, made in God's image, is unique, and that so many different paths can lead us to the same experience of blessedness. I thought about this today when I saw the 1 Corinthians passage Renee asked me to read as part of the welcome. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 7, and the Inclusive Bible Translation. There is a variety of gifts, but always the same Spirit. There is a variety of ministries, but we serve the same one. There is a variety of outcomes, but the same God is working in all of them. To each person is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Once again, you are welcome.